Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, aloha from Waikiki Beach. Turning this a little bit. Kind of bright, super bright in Waikiki today, as usual. I guess it's Ash Wednesday. I think I was the first one in the church to get ashes today. And the Father put so much ash on me, but there was chunks of wood stuck into my forehead. So anyway, sorry we're a little bit late because we had Ash Wednesday. We're in paragraph 272. It has the most gnarly heading, The Mystery of God's Apparent Powerlessness. Faith in God the Father Almighty can put to the test by the experience of evil and suffering. This is the real question. This is the main question, the biggest question that atheists have, is if God is all-powerful and he's all-loving, then why is there evil in the world? So this is the big question. Faith in God the Father Almighty can be put to the test by the experience of evil and suffering. God can sometimes seem to be absent and incapable of stopping evil. But in the most mysterious way, God the Father has revealed his almighty power in the voluntary humiliation and resurrection of his son, Jesus. Sorry, trade winds are blowing. There we go, maybe that'll stop it. There we go. But in the most mysterious way, God the Father has revealed his almighty power in the voluntary humiliation and resurrection of his son, the scandal of the cross, by which he conquered evil. And he did it in the most beautiful way. He conquered evil while retaining our personal dignity to choose him or to not to choose him in love. Because love can't be love unless you have the right to refuse it, right? Otherwise, we'd just be robots. Jesus didn't come and say, "Where are the droids I've been looking for?" He came and searched each of us out. Christ crucified is thus the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. It is in Christ's resurrection and exaltation that the Father has shown forth the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe. Only faith can embrace the mysterious ways of God's almighty power. Thus, faith glories in its weakness in order to draw itself Christ's power. So again, only faith can embrace the mysterious way of God's almighty power. This faith glories in its weakness in order to draw itself to Christ's power. I know that Jesus drew me to him. He draws all men to him. I know that it wasn't just some intellectual pursuit, but there was a yearning in my heart for the Lord. And I respond, and that's the mystery of faith. The Virgin Mary is the supreme model of this faith, for she believed that nothing will be impossible with God, and was able to magnify the Lord. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Nothing is more apt to confirm our faith. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Tony. Nothing is more apt to confirm our faith and hope than holding it fixed in our minds that nothing is impossible with God. Once our reason has grasped the idea of God's almighty power, it will easily and without any hesitation admit everything that the creed will afterwards propose for us to believe. We're going to be going more deeply into the creed. Even if they be great and marvelous things, far above the ordinary laws of nature. I mean, God created nature, right? So if we believe that God created the heavens and the earth, then how hard is it to believe that he can do whatever he wants? It'd be really kind of fun if when we're done, everybody posted pictures of their ashes, if you still have ashes. I know the Bear's Man Cave, everybody's posting pictures, but if you wanted to post it here in the comment thread, I think it'd be cool. So in summary, with Job, the just man, we confess, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Praise God. Job 42:2. With Job, the just man, we confess, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. I remember injuring my back when I was young, maybe I was 14, and then injuring it again when I was about 22, 21 in college. The kind of back injury that will just put you, drop you to the ground, and everything you do pierces you with extreme pain. And I lived with that kind of pain for 13 years. It would go away, but there was always that twinge in my back, and then suddenly my back would be out again, and for weeks I wouldn't be able to really function. I went to the great medical doctors at UCLA. They couldn't figure out what it was, actually. It didn't seem to be any hope for me. And then one day I was miraculously healed. I was at a prayer meeting, and someone said, there's someone here who's being healed of a back problem. And I thought, well, that's everybody. But actually, I had to go outside and lay out under a tree for 20 minutes at a time to relieve the stress of the pain my back was under. But when that word came forth, something also came, you know, poured into me. There was a sense of real faith that this word was meant for me. And right at that moment, I felt the power of the Lord flow into my body. And then I went up to be prayed for. But I didn't feel any better. I just knew that God was pouring his love and his healing power into my body. Someone came up and said, I saw you injuring yourself carrying bricks. And that was one of the three instances when I really, really hurt my back after I graduated from Baylor and before I started my career. I worked on the work construction on the campus for a little while, and I really went to my knees at that time. And then someone else said, I saw you kicking someone. And yes, I had the second time I really hurt my back is in martial arts. I was kicking someone and really, really hurt my back. And they prayed for me, and the Lord, I knew that the Lord was healing me. And it took, I know I was instantly healed, but it took 2 weeks for the pain to go away. And I remember 2 weeks later walking in the grocery store there in Thousand Oaks, California, Albertsons, and realizing I had zero pain. And so I can proudly say that I am two-time Masters World Champion tandem surfer, where I lift a woman over my head. I can proudly boast in the Lord, because he used me in my weakness to confound the wise. I lift a woman over my head at the age of 66. I still do that with my wife, in extreme lifts and in extreme waves. So I can proudly boast in Jesus Christ, and he can do whatever he wants. can do whatever he wants. He can heal you. He can do whatever he wants. I remember when I was about 19 and I was baptized in the Spirit. And about 10 days later, I went to the Community of God's Delight in Dallas, Texas, singing. My father on one side, my mother on the other, they both just all, we'd all kind of received the baptism of the Spirit at the same time. We were up at a Catholic prayer meeting in Dallas of about, I think there was maybe 1,500 people or 2,000 people there. A lot of people. And I was notorious for not being able to sing. You know, I would rely on the scripture verse, make a joyful noise, because I was such, I actually couldn't hit a note. I had real difficulty. I couldn't hear. We saw someone walking down the street yesterday, Cindy and I were down at the beach, and someone had headsets on and they were singing really loud as they were walking by, and they're really grooving to the tunes, but they were so off key, they don't realize it because they had headsets on. Well, that was me without headsets on. And I remember with my dad on one side and my mother on the other side, we were all singing Amazing Grace, and suddenly I knew I was singing. My dad looked at me, my mother looked at me like, what's going on with him? And then I went on to lead worship for huge Catholic charismatic prayer groups. Even recorded an album. I found my Christian album here that I recorded a long time ago, just a few days ago, a 33 and a third, you know, album. So I can proudly boast in Jesus Christ, not in myself, but how he used my weakness for his glory. And so we have to remember that we're just ash. You know, like Father Mark Goring said today in his morning show. If you don't subscribe on YouTube to Mark Goring, you should do that. Happy Ash Wednesday. We're all going to die. So to remain humble and to know that it's all up to the Lord, and give our lives to the Lord, trust in the Lord. By the way, we're having challenges with Facebook. They won't allow us to download and save our, something's going on where we're unable to download and save our morning show to YouTube. And so we may be put in a position of having to do this on YouTube live. So if you're not subscribed to the Bear Wozniak channel on YouTube, go there. So much cool stuff there anyway. And so we may be moving to that platform. Hopefully we won't. We'll find out soon. I'll let you guys enjoy the beautiful sunrise. This area directly behind me is where the whales come in about 4:30, between 4:30 and sunset. It's a kind of a new thing that's been happening more and more over the last 4 or 5 years. The whales come around Diamond Head, which is right. You kind of see it peeking up over there, Diamond Head. You look way over there. And the other side of Diamond Head, you can see the island of Molokai. If you look directly down, that's the Catholic Church. If you look over that way, museum, which will be opening soon. But the whales come right out. Let's see where they come right out over there, further, about 4:30, and it's so beautiful to watch them. Last night there was a huge pod of dolphins playing around too. God's creation. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Happy Ash Wednesday. What are you going to be doing special for the Lord? Don't just think about what you're not going to do. What are you going to do for the Lord for Lent? I know for me and my wife, we'll be going to Mass every day. In the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Viva Cristo Rey. That's
right. Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.